Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Charchian from Fanball.com and LeagueSafe.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Charch, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great to talk to you. I understand both Cobb and Allison are practicing.
They are. Yep. Allison's been cleared from the concussion protocol, and Randall Cobb working today. Aaron Rodgers in the rehab group. So it appears like some of the weaponry is coming back in time for this game against San Francisco. And then they have the bye week following and self-scout. And who knows? Maybe they can turn this ugliness around before the season runs out.
Yeah, I think a potentially monster game for Rodgers coming if he gets everybody back. And it's the San Francisco secondary really struggling on numerous fronts here. They're very physical and slow. And so I think athletic receivers have a real advantage across the board on them. And so if we can get everybody back, I love Rodgers here. He's my number four quarterback under the assumption he's going to have at least one of those two guys back.
Got a lot of fantasy football questions coming up today, so let's get right to it. Amel, listening to us in Greenfield, you got a question for Paul Charchian. What's up?
Oh, yeah. How's it going, fellas?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one for me, but Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady? Boker.
Yeah. Nice problem to have, right?
Yeah.
That's my number two and number three quarterbacks this week. I've got Brady one spot higher. He's got Julian Edelman, who's fully acclimated already to this offense. Josh Gordon and Rob Gronkowski get 10 days off to heal their injuries. And best of all, it's the highly burnable Kansas City secondary coming to town. They rank 31st in passing yards allowed, 360 passing yards per game, and they've also allowed the most pass plays of 20 or more yards. And no team gets passed on more than Kansas City. Everything screams monster game for Tom Brady in this one. My number two quarterback.
Greg Olsen or Vance McDonald?
Greg Olsen should be coming back, and he's actually still available in some leagues. If you're scuttling for scuffling, I think the word is scuffling. If you're scuffling for a tight end, don't forget about him and an opportunity against Washington. But the Redskins have allowed the fewest yards to tight ends. And, you know, Olsen's only scored twice in his last 16 healthy games. So I think I'd rather watch this one if you can. And Vance McDonald, he's got Cincinnati. It's also not a great matchup. They've allowed at least 31 yards to tight ends in each of their last four games. It's not a high standard, but it's my number 15 tight end. I lean towards Vance McDonald, but I don't like any of them. Austin Hooper, available off the waiver wire, gets Tampa Bay. That's your sneaky tight end angle this week. For everybody out there that's struggling at tight end, that's the way to go. Austin Hooper's your one-week pickup.
He's a man. Let's get back to it. Adam is listening to us in Green Bay. Adam, welcome to the program. You got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, hey, Paul. How's it going today?
Good, thank you.
Question, both quarterbacks I have in both my leagues, one standard, one PPR, struggling to figure out to start Aaron Rodgers or Matt Ryan?
Ooh. Yeah, wow. Everybody's hitting my top quarterbacks. Matt Ryan's my number one quarterback this week. The last time he saw the Buccaneers secondary, or last time we saw them, Mitch Trubisky had thrown for six touchdown passes as a reminder as to how bad the Tampa Bay secondary is. Ryan's receivers, Ridley, Jones, Mohamed Sanu, all have incredibly strong matchups against those Bucs cornerbacks. Remember, they put two cornerbacks on IR earlier this year. Brent Grimes, rookies Carlton Davis and MJ Stewart are starting. It's just an opportunity to feast for Matt Ryan here, my number one quarterback of the week.
Go to Nick, listening to us in Milwaukee. Nick, welcome to the program. You got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, I need two. Clement, Hines, or Miller?
Yeah, Miller's out, and he's not good for starters, and he's playing a little dinged up and goes up against a decent Buffalo run defense. We're going to throw him out. Corey Clement gets the Giants. It's a lot easier to run on the Giants than it is to pass. Giants just got roasted 2 weeks ago by Alvin Kamara for almost 200 all-purpose yards. And the kind of backs that really hurt the Giants are your dual-threat run receiver types. And that's Corey Clement. So we're going to try him tonight in that matchup.
There you go, Nick. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Oconomowoc. Mike, you got a question for Paul Charchi and shoot.
Yeah, quarterback, Russell Wilson or Andy Dalton?
I like both. This is my number five and my number eight quarterbacks this week. But let's go to number five, and we will have now talked about all of my top five quarterbacks for the week with Andy Dalton. Aside from a modest game from Julio Jones last week, opposing number one receivers are destroying the Steelers. That brings A.J. Green into the fold here. Last year when the Bengals offense struggled throughout all of last year, Dalton was still great in the Steelers matchup with multiple touchdowns in both games. And I love Andy Dalton here in what should be a very high-scoring game with Pittsburgh.
Got one here off of Twitter, and this comes from Fletch, who says, Aaron Jones or Lamar Smith?
Let's talk Aaron Jones for a second.
Yeah.
I thought last week was going to be our breakout game. What do you make of that?
I think they need to use him more. I mean, the bottom line is this. When they go to throwing the football, they don't trust him. Even though they say he's a three-down back, they don't trust him because they put in Ty Montgomery and Jamal Williams. Ty Montgomery more often than not to pick up blitzes. So, to me, they just don't trust him in passing situations just yet. But he's clearly the best running back they have.
It's not close. I mean, you know, sooner or later, you need to have your most productive back on the field. And I understand pass protection counts for a lot. And nobody wants to see Aaron Rodgers get hurt. But sooner or later, you need a running back. You got to put your best running back on the field. The guy's averaging literally double the yardage per touch of Williams. So I'm done making that case. And now I need Mike McCarthy to show it. So I'm not sure who this, Lamar.
Lamar Smith. I'm scratching my head. I'm like, am I missing something here or what?
I don't know who Lamar Smith is, but yeah. I will probably take somebody else over Aaron Jones until Mike McCarthy gives him the play he deserves.
Right. Let's do this. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Kyle listening to us in Tulsa. Kyle, how you doing?
I got Derrick Henry or Hines?
Nyheim Hines is the guy whose name has come up a couple of times here, and he's the pass catching specialist for the Colts, and he's turned into a really good contributor. And there should be opportunities for plays against the Jets, as they've allowed a league high 7 runs of 20 or more yards, and a decent opportunity here against the Jets, who do give up plenty of catches to receiving backs. The only thing that sort of mucks up the works here is Indianapolis' presumed starter, Marlon Mack, is going to come back, and that should take some of the work away from Nyheim Hines. But I still think he's startable as a pass catching option for fantasy owners.
You know what? I wonder if he means Lamar Miller.
Yeah, maybe. And we don't like Lamar Miller.
Okay.
So
Jones.
I got Aaron Jones at 35. I got Lamar Miller at 39.
Because I'm trying to think of running backs named Lamar, and the only one I can think of off the top of my head is Lamar Miller out of Houston.
That's all I got.
That's it.
There's no other Lamars of note.
Yeah. I'm trying to rack my brain here. There you go.
And by the way, why does he even want to start that guy? He's awful.
Right.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Let's move on.
Cameron Brate or Kyle Rudolph?
I like Cameron Brate. The angle on Cameron Brate, although my answer is going to be Kyle Rudolph, but my angle on Cameron Brate is Winston throws to him a lot, and O.J. Howard still isn't healthy. He's scored 14 touchdowns in his last 26 games with Jameis Winston under center, and so he's kind of Winston's guy. But I like this matchup with Kyle Rudolph a lot. He's caught at least 5 passes in 4 straight games, and the Cardinals have given up big games to Jordan Reed and Trey Burton and George Kittle, so... I like Kyle Rudolph quite a bit this week, and so I would pick Kyle Rudolph.
Got one more here in half-point PPR. Mixon or James White?
Well, I like both, but Mixon does everything. James White's your pass-catching specialist for the Patriots, and he's sitting on a very big game, and he's my number 9 running back. But Joe Mixon, especially with Gio Bernard out, he's going to get all the work, and the Steelers have allowed a ton of receptions to running backs, and it's a good opportunity for him. And they're middle of the pack. They're 15th in rushing yards allowed. But, you know, Mixon, bell cow back, and I think it's a great opportunity for him. My number five running back this week.
Always good to chat. I know you got to run, but thanks as always, Charging, and we will chat again next week, my friend.
And you know what? It's right now, you guys should be talking Brewers most of the time. So, you know, that's okay. We'll catch up next
week. Hey, you know what I was thinking, too? I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and we started talking about, now I know the Minnesota Twins let go of Paul Molitor and everything. And, did you guys get snow yesterday?
We are getting what I call sneet, halfway between snow and sleet. I mean, it's cold here. Right now it's 36 degrees. So we're not actually getting precipitation right now. We're not actually getting snow, but parts of Minnesota are. So yeah, it's already winter here. And you know, as you guys know, you know what we get. A lot of times you get 2 days later.
Right.
So you know, it might be coming your way.
Well, here's my question: what the hell would you do if you're in a World Series, for God's sakes?
In '91, the day after the Twins won the World Series, we had one of the biggest blizzards in the history of the state. We had 30-inch blizzard. So, yeah, it absolutely does happen. And fortunately, my team's never in the playoffs, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But at some point in our lifetime, you know, the Twins will be playing October baseball, and they'll have to contend with this. If somebody was taking the mound tonight in Minnesota, they'd be taking the mound at roughly freezing.
Man, I still scratch my head over that.
Yeah.
Still scratch my head.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Paul Charchian, LeagueSafe.com, Fanball.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They're beginning to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.